Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. Trevor Brooking and Billy Bones, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is more than just a podcast. Podcast! Season 5. I've done that. Is it five? Season 5, episode 7, episode 8. I don't know why I called it season 5.
Season 5, amateur.
I know. My name's George. I'm here with Sean. Sean.
Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, Georgie.
Back from Chi-Town. How was it?
Chi-Town was great. Yeah, in Chi-Town, I got offered drugs by a Mexican. Someone being arrested for carrying a firearm in an alley in Chicago. And I spent some time with the University of Michigan football team who were in my hotel and found out that the coach who was in the bar earns $9 million a year for coaching American college football. World's gone mad.
Did he tell you that?
No, he didn't tell me that. I didn't know who he was.
And someone said, you Googled him.
I Googled him afterwards. Yeah, someone told me.
All right.
Yeah. That's because that's like akin, oh, I don't know. American football is obviously big. A college football is only just behind NFL. They can get crowds. Yeah. Michigan.
100,000. Yeah. 100,000.
They get 100,000 to watch their college game.
They all had a curfew of 10 o'clock. This is not American football podcast, by the way. But they had 85. I told Mark Walker they had 85 support staff for the kids that were playing football. There you go.
But that's also because they're so transient, the teams, that people actually support their local college teams more because, like happened to my cousin in America, the Chargers then move away, their team that he supported all these years. They just move away, franchises move.
I'm also a fan of the Cubs. Go Cubs.
So your cousin must live in San Diego then?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but they just up and went, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's not an American football podcast, though.
It's not, but there you go.
It may as well be, because we just spoke for 2 minutes about it.
But you do love American football.
I do love American football. I could probably
go Giants.
American football podcast.
Go Bears.
The other people that you've heard speak, you may recognise, it's John and it's Shedman. Hello, John and Shedman.
Hello.
Hello.
It's not an American football podcast. It's a West Ham podcast. We're here to talk about West Ham. We haven't got a running order, so let's just blag it. But I'm guessing we're going to start with the Brighton match.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a good guess?
Good.
Nigel, I saw you there. You and I went. How was your evening on the South Coast?
Very delightful. Not. That's the West Ham way, isn't it? I parked up on the A27 and walked along with a Brighton fan where I proceeded to tell him. He was quietly confident. I was optimistically confident, but I did part these words of wisdom to him that if Brighton, the only way Brighton can beat West Ham is if they close us down at the back. So if Murray and the midfielders harass us while we've got the ball, we can't seem to play through that. And that's exactly what they've done. And they got the goal, and then We uffed and puffed, but we couldn't blow their ass down. And that's the context of it for me.
I think we all saw it the same way. I know you and I did, but I did hear people. I heard one bloke after the match at the game say he thought we played really well and we were really unlucky. I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter. I got quite a few tweets back to my tweet that said it felt like a step back, that we actually dominated the game and we played really well. What was it like on screen, John and Sean?
For me, it was pretty much like Nigel just said, the West Ham way. It was so typical to have that optimism about us and coming off of those other results to put a performance like that in, actually. It looked like they had believed the hype. It looked like there was a lot of talk before the game about our front three on the telly and the build-up. There was a lot of interviews with West Ham fans who were sort of like predicting 3-0s and 4-1s and whatever's. And they really, if I was a Brighton fan watching that coverage, I would have been very disappointed because it was quite a lot about us and, you know, how well we've done in the last few games. But it seemed to me that, you know, and they came out with, you know, believing that they seem to go really well against the big teams because I think we're at a level where they think that they could push and some of them could be playing for them. And then when they play the teams that we realistically would like to be able to say we should beat, they seem to think that they're better than that and haven't got a try hard enough. And that's how it looked to me.
Mm.
But, you know, we did have a lot of possession. We did boss the game as such, but we didn't really create much. And what we did do, we missed by miles. You know, it was poor finishing. Certain players looked well out of their depth. I mean, Antonio has gone backwards. What's happened to him? And it was just a disappointing watch, really. But typical West Ham, isn't it? It's what we're used to.
I mean, Yarmolenko kind of personified that whole believing he's better than he is with losing the ball in the middle of the pitch and us conceding kind of straight from it.
Mm.
We did a lot of that. We were very poor in possession in the first half. We gave the ball away quite a lot. Yeah. And every time we play him, it just makes Murray look like a world-class player, doesn't he?
It's funny to say that because I think Brighton are our new bogey team. They're our new Everton. And Murray is our new Lukaku because we seem to lose against Brighton. In fact, I had a premonition that we would, and it wasn't just like Nigel said, the West Ham way. You know, we draw against an unbeaten Chelsea. We whack Macclesfield 8-0. We beat Man United 3-1. So, of course, we're going to lose against Brighton, who, by the way, and there's another stat, they've never kept a clean sheet for the last year and a half. So, of course, they're going to keep a clean sheet against West Ham. It was written in the stars. You know, we, as West Ham fans, know this. West Ham will build you up and make you feel confident and then knock you down. So, of course, it was going to happen. And I said this to Huey at Clarendon U, and he went, no, we've turned a corner. No, we haven't turned a corner. But that said, and I'm nick a little bit from John in a minute because he loves this. And he said, oh, yeah, you just nicked that from me. We didn't show any intensity or passion for the first 20, 30 minutes. We're just like, oh, we turn up. It's only Brighton. And this is a bit I'm going to nick for John. And he put this on his WhatsApp group, and it's so true. Yarmolenko and Anderson were being knocked off the ball all the time in the first half. And when the goal went in, not only was Yarmolenko knocked off the ball, but I'm sure you've seen the replays and he's coming for a hell of a lot of stick. Arthur Masuaku, he just stands there, wrong side of the ball. What was he doing? But where were the two centre-backs? Where was Diop? Where was Babwana? They were nowhere. It was just like they're all interested in getting it up. What Brighton did, and they did really well, is they played like an away team. I mean, I think I haven't seen the stats, and maybe I'll say them in a minute. But we had 70% possession. They were just soaking it up. They hadn't turned up to play football. And when Brighton's game plan was, let's not let West Ham play football, we didn't have a plan B. They said, oh, we're going to soak up their attacks, catch them on the break and not play football. And one goal was enough. And yes, we had a good second half. and, you know, everyone put in a good shift, but the damage was done. They'd shut up shop by then. You could say if Marco Arnautovic's volleyed gone in from that corner, what a goal that would have been, and yeah, we might have won it. But
that was going as well, wasn't it?
It Marco? Was going. It was going all the way. But it didn't, and therefore, you know, we've lost by a narrow margin. It's a game of inches, George. But, you know, so what? There you were singing your inappropriate chants and throwing dildos onto the pitch.
Throwing what, sorry?
Dildos onto the pitch. Was that you, George, throwing, or was that you throwing a marital aid onto the pitch, as the Met police would call it?
Well,
it wasn't me, no.
I see a bloke waving.
I hope you bought it from Ann Summers. I hope you bought it from Ann Summers, Nigel.
Well, I hope they didn't buy it from Ann Summers, because that would be the final insult, wouldn't it?
Did Kevin Friend deliberately place it the way he did for a photographer to get that photo? That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny. I must admit, as everyone could see him coming over, even I got my phone out to take a picture. I wanted to see if I'd get a good picture, but I didn't get anywhere near as good as that photographer got.
Well, a missile is a missile, and our friends at the Met say that they'd be getting a call.
I saw that tweet.
That's a bit OTT, isn't it?
Right, you two were there. I want to ask, assuming we've done the review of the game, I want to ask you two, you were there. What happened with this whole inappropriate chanting? What really happened? And what's your side of it that's called a storm in a teacup?
Well, what can I say? I don't think it's inappropriate. It was actually, there weren't a lot of it, to be fair. I thought there'd be more. No, it was aimed at one
bloke. I only heard one round of it.
Yeah, one round of it aimed at one bloke who was standing up to the right-hand side of us, giving it mouth, giving it 1-0, blah, blah, blah. His mate was sitting next to him, and two choruses of, does your boyfriend know you here? That's it. And then what happened was the steward went and told him, his grandmother, by the looks of it, went and told him to sit down, shut up, and we all laughed at him. That's it. That was it. You know, they sung Shove Your Bubbles Up Your Ass. You know,
were you offended by that?
No, of course I ain't.
So
that's what happens.
Well, we could choose to be, couldn't we, Sean?
You
could choose to be. You know, people choose to be.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to see you try shove a bubble up your ass.
It's like the last thing in the world now that you just, this stuff is just perpetuated by you lot in the media who just keep banging it down.
Well,
you lot in the media, Sean.
Police.
It ain't the media.
The police
it's
did
the
this.
Old Bill. Yeah, the police, Pride of Irons, who I'd like to know if they were there, and Whistle retweeted it. I mean, come on.
It is the media though, Nigel, because then Sean does an article on it.
All right, well, let me just read you. The Met Police said, great support on a frustrating night down at Brighton. No West Ham arrest. However, the chap who threw a marital aid onto the pitch can expect a call. Unfortunately, a few inappropriate chants. Now, Pride of Irons then tweeted out, does your boyfriend know you're here? Sung loudly by the majority of frustrated West Ham fans. Pretty disappointing. I think you're arguing that it wasn't the majority.
No.
And later, the police liaison officer, Andy Sheldon, I know the chap, who loves a little bit of banter, said, and I don't know if he was told to by his governor, in relation to last night's tweet, I should have worded it better. There is no room for homophobic songs or chants in any walk of life, let alone a football match. It's not banter. It's not okay because it's football. Discrimination of any kind is not acceptable. If you witness any behaviour, you should notify a steward or a police officer. If you do not wish to speak to the police, you can report it by contact to kick it out with supporting evidence. Now, we want to say, on more than just a podcast, we are not homophobic, but it does seem a slight overreaction.
Yeah, it does. And I didn't hear... It wasn't the majority, I wouldn't say.
You didn't join in, George. No, you want to put it on record. Good.
I didn't. And it was to the right of me where the main lot of singing happened, and that was to where obviously to the right of the fans in general. And that was it was the one song, and I just don't get it.
Okay.
But what about all the inappropriate chanting every week at Tottenham?
Yeah.
You can't just pick and choose. When we go everywhere, people go on about pikey boys and what, you know.
Do you know the word pikey is not
you
only
started him off now, John.
Right, a pikey is a racial slur.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the word pikey is illegal to be used in the same way the Y word it can't be used. Yes. Now, once what do you mean why? Oh, you're just winding me up. I complained, and Nigel knows this. I made a complaint to the FA and Kick It Out once, and the Premier League about the use of the word pikey by Spurs fans at I think it was a bowling ground or the London Stadium. Do you know what happened?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So it just shows you what a, you know, they're not interested unless it's a particular group, whether that be Jewish or gay or women, or I don't know. It seems to be that, you know, horses so
is,
for courses.
Is there going to be action taken against the people that sung? Is that what they're saying?
Well, not unless someone's got evidence. If someone recorded someone singing it, they probably could end up with a ban. But
well, surely Brighton have got it because they've got CCTV on everyone, haven't they? That's how he's picked out the bloke who's thrown the dildo, surely.
I don't know. As long as you didn't sing it, George, there is no problem. Right, let's ask Nigel. Nigel, did you join in?
Well, after he's what gonna, you just gonna, said,
no.
No comment.
All right, okay. He's going to plead the Fifth Amendment. Yeah. Okay.
I have sung it in the past.
Oh, I have.
Okay. You know, I've also sung about what I'd like to run around Tottenham High Road.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going, ooh, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never sung anything, have you?
Anyway, let's move on.
What should we talk about next? Should we talk about Declan Rice? Because, Sean, another storm in the teacup caused is something you've had a big hand in, which is the news of Declan Rice's contract offer.
Well, let me just put this in perspective, right?
Go on then, Sean.
Look what the Times have written, right? Look back. The whole Declan Rice has been played out in the media. You know, his agent has been briefing the media, Neil Fewings, and also, you know, people on the other side have been briefing the media. So, you know, the 15,000 plus 20,000 per Premier League start was very well known. You look back on Google, it's very well repeated. What we did yesterday was, a senior source told us the full and final offer is now in. It's £21,000 basic a week for Declan Rice. He gets 20 grand for a PL Premier League start. He gets 10 grand if he starts substitute. He gets 5 grand for just being on the bench. Every 15 games, he gets another 5 grand on top of that on his basic, so it will go to 26 off 15 games and on and on. There's no limit to that, by the way. It goes on and on. And he's been offered a 5.5-year deal. So, look, the information was given to us. We put it out there. But there seems to be a bit of a backlash. We shouldn't have done it. We shouldn't have revealed it. It shouldn't be played out in the media. But you know what? If we hadn't have run it, someone else did. And the reason I'll prove that to you is today, completely independently, Ken Dyer in the London Standard wrote a very similar story, repeating almost the same figures with a slightly different twist, saying that Declan Rice had an ultimatum and from the same source. So I don't see the problem. There seems to be a suggestion that the leaking of this information will make Declan Rice walk away and sign for a top six club. He's contracted for West Ham for another 2 years. We've got another 2-year option, which I'm told is...
That's not why there's the backlash, Sean. How much do you earn, Sean?
Well, how much do I earn?
Yeah, how much do you earn?
Well, I'm not a footballer, am I?
No, but how much do you earn?
But I'm not discussing that on this podcast.
Yeah, well, why would anyone else want to know? Everyone needs to, you know, you genuinely think there's a thirst out there and it's your job to quench it, don't you?
But hang on.
We are not interested. I don't want to know the ins and outs of people's contracts. I would rather that be done professionally and managed professionally behind the doors of the club so that when it's done, they can then tell you it's done. And if then the parties choose to reveal this information, which will come out because it's public, in the limited basis, but then it should be put in the public. It's complete amateur hour once again that stuff like this is played out in public for a young lad who's finding his way in the game as well, for him to have to start out with all this media glare on him, because it is being played out in the media. You're right,
but by the like agent you, as well we
people
say,
like you that get this information from a senior source who you know well that the bloke has got issues and says too much about things, and you should choose on the basis of what's best for a professional run club to suggest that shouldn't be in the public domain. You might want to keep that behind.
But and when there are some of the elements we didn't release all the information.
Yeah, but for what reason? What genuine reason do you think it needs to be out there?
Because I think that the person in question wants it out there because that they're trying to assert some pressure in the same way. The
so you're doing you're just do doing the bidding for someone else, then, aren't you?
Perhaps
it, again,
and
being born or being the stooge that you accuse. You know,
it'll be someone else.
John, it's embarrassing, unprofessional, and you lot are as bad as anyone. It's complicit.
But do you know what? If no wages for any Premier League is ever released, so in that case, we'd never know what any Premier League footballer earns. No one ever releases it. No one say we pay that footballer.
It's not that
everything is always gossip.
It's not that it doesn't need to be released. It's whilst it's being negotiated, you know, it should just be kept under wraps while it's negotiated and dealt with. And then when it's done, then I think that's fair enough if they choose to.
Negotiations are played out in the media nowadays, whether rightly or wrongly.
It's wrongly, and it's helped by arseholes like you, I'm afraid. It's my
slightly harsh.
Funny, I was going to interject.
Slightly harsh.
To be fair to Sean, but actually I quite enjoyed that, John.
Anyway, I'll leave
you to... Do you know what?
Nigel, what did you say?
To be fair to Sean, it's been discussed about a lot elsewhere. So if at the end of the day...
But are they not leading on from the stuff that they get initially from the sources they put out?
There's other sort, you know, look, let's get it right. X talks about it a lot, what goes on. He may not go into the finer detail or whatever, but he still puts it out there that Weiss hasn't signed a contract. You know, in my opinion, I heard something they said the other week where they were going, oh, he only earns $3,000 a week. Like, as if pleading poverty for the kid. Failing.
And 10 grand an appearance, by the way.
They never said that. And what they also didn't say was, he's only earning $3,000 a week because he hasn't signed a new contract. Because if it had signed a new contract, it would have been a bit more. Now, the agent's playing the long game. He realises Declan Rice is the real deal, which I think we all, you know, I've said in the past, I want to see a bit more from him, see what he does. I've seen enough now for me to go, I think the lad is the real deal, but I still think at his age, the money he's been offered is outstanding. And, you know, I had a little tongue-in-cheek pop at X today, and he'd come back.
I was going to say, you had a little spat with X today, haven't you? What was that about?
He turned around and went, you know, oh, they're holding out, he's been offered 30, he wants 40, you know, it ain't enough, or whatever. And I did the only, because he used the word only, $40,000. Only $40,000 a week. Let's add that. That's more than some people earn in 2 years of work, and he's going to get that.
But that aside, Nigel, that aside, do you still think it's right that the likes of Sean and the world that he's representing can put out there in such detail of what
the offer
is?
And the reason why I will sort of defend him is the blame lies purely with the person that told Sean, for me.
Yeah, but we know who that person is, and we know that he says too much about. He's clearly there's something wrong there.
Yeah, but he's told Sean that he knows what Sean's going to do with it. And that's the thing. So you blame the person there. If Sean writes a story, whether we class Sean as a journalist or not, and I don't, But anyway.
John does.
Just to be clear, by the way, just to be clear, this wasn't even my story.
What I'm
saying
is,
it was Huey's story, right? And I'm being tarred with the same brush because I write for Claret Hugh.
And because you tweeted it out.
Yeah, of course.
However many followers.
Teamwork, Sean. Teamwork.
Yeah, we work as a team. Absolutely. I stand by the story.
You tweeted out in great detail a list of everything.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, I don't blame Sean for printing it because at the end of the day, they're running a news site. That's what they're running. And if someone puts it on a plate for them, you know, they're going to go out and put it there.
The information was wanting to get out. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, by the way, we're just telling you, right? It doesn't work like that.
Detrimental to the club. It's detrimental to the player.
Is it, though?
And this is the thing. What it is, it's a bargaining chip. The agent's playing a public game.
Yeah.
And now...
Yeah,
the source has responded in public. And when you look at it, I think you'll find a lot of people think that the offer made to Declan Rice is very fair. Me personally, I don't think any footballer should be paid that money. And I think at some point football needs to have a self-check. And I will say, I think the owners are right to not put him on 80 grand a week or whatever, too young. He's not made it yet. He's a first team he's on his way to becoming a first team regular, and I think give it another year. But the contract does increase every time he's played like 15 or 20 games, so it encourages
15
him
games
to play at his peak to stay in the first team.
I mean, he's going to earn £2 million a year.
Yeah, but I'm not debating or saying it's wrong, the money or how they're giving him the money or whatever. What I'm saying is it shouldn't be out there. It just shouldn't be in the public domain what they're doing.
No, in any respect, you know, throw most of your shit, basically, because I couldn't think of another word, at the senior source.
By the way, we did run a Clarence Hugh poll today to ask whether the offer.
That's even worse.
I'll be glad when Brexit turns up and the polls
Do you know what? So we've had nearly 900 people reply. 68% think the offer is fair.
But that's just embarrassing. And only
29% think it's not fair, with 3% thinking it's too high.
Do you think the senior source would listen to the poll if it was the other way around?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Of course he wouldn't. I mean, the boy, he's got a world of, like, bad media stuff happening around him because of all this. I mean, there was a whole, probably 2 days of it on TalkSport the other day about him. Mm. And then he's got this thing going on with England and Ireland. I mean, it could absolutely ruin the boy's game, you know?
But has he not brought that upon himself?
Well, he could have done, but is it brought onto himself that the senior sources put all this out in the public? That's not his fault, is it?
No, I'm talking about the Ireland thing. I mean, at the end of the day, he's gone out there and played 3 times for Ireland, stood in front wearing their shirt and singing, or probably standing there for their national anthem.
Can't blame that on the club, and you can't blame that one on me.
That's what I'm saying,
John. I might be responsible for a lot of things, but you can't blame me for the whole Ireland England mess. Please don't tell me it's my fault or the board's fault.
But that's, again, it's just another pressure. You had the for all that's coming around all this.
Yeah, I knew it would come back to me.
But he's brought it on himself then. Because to do that, I said to Sean this, I had this with Sean earlier, and I'll say the same to you. Imagine Declan Rice was English, or was of German, or was born in Germany, of English heritage, played England schoolboy, England youth, England under 19s, England under 21s, 3 times for England, and then because Germany got to the semi-final or final of a World Cup, decided, do you know what? I'm good enough. I'm going to go and play for Germany.
Yeah, but if that had been that scenario now, that player at this stage now, I would dislike him and I wouldn't want him playing for us anymore.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And that's what's happened to him now. He's been been put out there by Ireland. They've hung him out there. So
he's hung himself out.
Well, the discussions have been had and they've made that all public. So he's got no choice, really. He's going to have to go for England, isn't he? He can't go back there. When you've got, but you've got senior players from Ireland been slagging him off. You've had, he's been getting loads of grief. So he's kind of burnt his bridges there. So he'll end up playing for England and be hated by the Irish.
Well, I don't think the decision's been made.
Well, but that's my opinion.
Just going back to the actual contract itself. Now, is it right that after every 15 starts, he's getting an extra bit of money? And does that keep going up and up and up?
It does, yeah.
When does it get capped?
It doesn't.
Well, that's ridiculous, surely.
No, it's not. Because he'd have to pay back 300 games to be on 100 grand a week. So
I quite like that.
That's a good clause,
yeah,
in my view.
I quite like it.
So 5 grand a week after every start, after every 15 starts?
Premier League starts.
So it has to be starts, yeah?
It's a good question. It might just be appearances. I didn't clarify that.
Yeah, but you think that's 10 grand a season, roughly?
Yeah. That's not a lot in terms of the way it's going up at the moment.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, let's see how it plays out. What's next in the Declan Rice saga?
Give it 2 years. If he carries on going the way he is, in 2 years' time, we'll be offering him another contract.
Yeah, of course we will.
Or he'll be playing for Man City.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the way it'll go.
And England.
Next up, another contentious point for West Ham, around West Ham. And Nigel, I know this one has ground your gears. The Heritage Collection.
Yes.
Does anyone else feel as strongly about this as Nigel?
No.
John?
But I know he's going to repeat a Cameron Brady thing.
I know nothing about this.
Oh, here we go.
So
get ready to learn. So an email dropped into my email box yesterday offering me to buy the new West Ham Heritage Collection. And when you click on it, there was some T-shirts depicting the crowd at the last game of the bowling on the Barking Road just before they smashed up the Man United coach, by the looks of it. And it had the new badge with the old badge on. Then they've got some jackets. It looks like they've had newly made, because I don't remember them before as old stock, claret jackets with the old badge on. And they're calling it the Heritage Collection. There's a couple other bits. Now,
including a seat for 50 quid still.
Is that for two reasons. One, obviously, I hate Golden, Sullivan and Brady and any marketing thing they do, I just naturally dislike. So I'll get that out of the way for you haters of me. Secondly, Cameron Brady has told someone, I believe it was Sean, in discussion over something, that We need to stop looking backwards and just look forwards. Her exact words.
That is true. Yeah.
The Queen of Marketing gets a department to knock up these T-shirts and knock them out like they're paying homage to our past. A past they do not want to homage at all. So, therefore, yes, I thought it scraped the barrel a bit. Quite ironic that they did show the picture of Green Barking Road, considering half of them probably threw beer cans and it would smash up the man in night. It's quite funny, really. Yeah. But, you know, perhaps it is something for me. Perhaps I am a bit
too... Will you be buying one?
No. Uh-huh. Don't, no.
Did you get this kind of...
It's got the new badge on it. Because it's got the new badge on it.
Yours just turns up in the post, then, Sean.
Actually, funny you should say that. I am getting a nice Fred Perry extra large West Ham Fred Perry shirt from our friends at Fred Perry for some that advertising. Friend, did. But did you get one, by the way?
No, I didn't go down there.
Okay.
Did you go down there then?
No, I didn't. I just did a tweet and...
Oh, that's all it takes these days.
Rewarded me with a...
Ligger.
Yeah.
Did they not have one in your size then, Sean?
No.
Not since he's got back from America.
I think it's time for this. It's Facebook Twitter question time. And on our Facebook page earlier, facebook.com/more than just a podcast, Nigel posted 8 hours ago. Well done, Nigel. Packed show tonight. Brighton defeat. Covered that. Inappropriate singing, apparently. Covered that. Declan Rice contract offer. Covered that. And West Ham's heritage collection. Covered that. Done well.
Ka-ching.
Get it.
Thoughts are very welcome on any subject. Let's start from the bottom. Peter Birchall says, "When will your Baldrick be back from Chicago?"
Who's Baldrick?
You.
I think that's you.
Chi-town. Or Chi-town, as I think I wrote to you. Chi-town.
Taffy Wallback says, "Was considering waking up at 3 a.m. to see the game. Luckily, I didn't, but I think karma got its revenge as I then got an ear infection and laid up in bed all week with a bad back." Oh, I hope you feel better. His response to the game is, "I hate Glenn Murray, he hates Brighton and Hove Albion, and he hates Chris Hughton." Jamie Haynes says, "What about how Antonio is a waste of a sub and surely would rather Snodgrass be given more time? At least he puts 100% effort in." Well, yeah, you touched on Antonio earlier. I mean, it was you, John, wasn't it? He has gone off the boil massively.
He's just genuinely looks like he's running backwards. There's no pace. He's
put a couple of crosses in that just went straight out, and maybe his head's gone. Kind of like,
perhaps he could hear the three blokes behind me.
What, slating him off?
They absolutely.
Well, he gets a lot of it as well.
I was willing him to score just so I could turn around. And
he gets a lot of that at home games as well. Near us, he gets a lot of grief. David White says, "I'd be interested to hear if the Bobby Moore kits they launch give any money to his cancer foundation." Don't know.
I think a percentage does. I don't know if it doesn't go to the Bobby Moore Cancer Fund. I think it goes to the rival set up by the Moore family, the Bobby Moore Foundation, which is run by wife number one, not wife number two, if you get me drift.
Right.
West Ham seem to fell out with wife number one, from what I remember.
Right, I don't get what you're talking about.
Well, do they got the new Bobby Moore 60th anniversary?
Oh, got you, yeah.
And I think so much of it goes to the Bobby Moore Foundation, which is run by Tina and Roberta, aside from the Bobby Moore Cancer Fund, which is run by Stephanie. And Stephanie don't appear to ever get invited to West Ham anymore, but the others do.
You're not 100% wrong.
No.
Michael Malin says, "I wasn't too upset about the Brighton defeat. I listened to the match. We were camped in their half, just couldn't score." Gary Prince says, do you all think the full details of Declan's contract offer should be put all over social media, or should it be kept in-house? Who is leaking this info, and does it help the club? Well, we covered the majority of that earlier.
Sean's leaking it.
Sean's the one causing all the aggro. Ed Hughes, seemed a fair result. Frustrating it was Glenn Murray again. Don't mind about using the old badge. We've been doing that for years. I remember looking at retro 70s and 80s shirt in the shop years ago. Sign up Rice, pay them what he's worth. Now, Ed, I think Nigel's issue with this isn't the fact that they're using the old badge. Well, it is, but it's because of the scenario we're in rather than using an old 70s or 80s badge. Am I right?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
I just hate them, so...
Hitchadurchi says, Cresswell for Masuaku, please, as Arthur just isn't a defender. First half shows that, unfortunately, we still have a soft underbelly and put our feet up after a big result. At least there will be no complacency before the Spurs game. Nice, turn it on to a positive. Like that, Hick. Rod Phillips, disappointed with the loss, but I'm confident that our weather vane is pointing in the right direction. There is some great chemistry going on, which is encouraging. Also, I'm an Adrian fan because I love his heart. I'm extremely impressed with Fabianski. Best signing so far. Agreed. Lucas is the one putting it in consistently. He made a good save, didn't he? For their goal that got disallowed that probably shouldn't have been. The initial save from that I thought was good. Greg Milka. Disappointing result at the bogey and have our number Albion. But to be fair, Houghton has them well organised at the back, and many teams will struggle this season. Bring on the Spurs. Come on, you Irons. Nick Harvey says, disappointing first half versus Brighton. Sloppy goal to concede and highlights Masuaku weakness once again. Rice deal needs to be done rather than all the posturing and negotiations via the media. It's pathetic. Heritage Collection. Some may call it cynical, but it's just what you'd expect from Brady. Overall, I'm pleased we're watching a Pellegrini team and not one managed by Moyes.
I hope you'll be watching her in The Apprentice because the new season starts soon, Nigel.
I think it started in another one.
How is it?
You mean you haven't seen it, Sean?
I haven't, no.
I don't know what you're doing tonight. Miriam says, disappointed with the Brighton defeat. The goal, once more, showed that Masuaku struggles as a defender. Hate the
The girlfriend's in Orlando, so almost definitely I'll be watching that tonight.
Hate the exploitation from the club regarding the use of Bobby Moore. And now Heritage Collection showing badge the club abandoned. Not sure it makes sense. Gary Prince, do you think 25 points will be enough to stay up this season, looking at Cardiff, Huddersfield and Newcastle? Just looking that way. They're all on 2 on it. What Mickey taking chant is left for us to sing at the opponents?
You're not very good. Or no, we're allowed to sing We Lose Every Week. Or no.
Your city is blue to Man United. Safe.
Well, look, I think...
Oh, no, that's a... How about colourblind people? Colourblind people could find that offensive, John.
When we play Brighton at home, I think they're going to say we're not allowed to sing Come On, You Irons.
Hey. Over to Twitter. Wobbly Knee says, cannot wait to hear the views on the heritage plastic seats from Upton Park.
What are they? What are they doing? They're selling the seats again?
Yeah, 50 quid. Do you want one?
Ridiculous. No, you're right. No.
Michael Farrow says, please ask Sean to defend the open release of a contract offer to turn popular support against a player. Are blogs like Clarion Hugh worse than the gutter press? And should fans treat them with even more contempt than the Sun?
Oh. Is that you, John?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, dear. I was trying to think of something and I thought I'd better not say it. Go on.
We offer a service, all right? You don't have to read it. As someone said, if you don't like it, switch off. Don't read it.
New name, Lewis John the Trout, says, we are so dog shit sometimes, well, most of the time. Another woeful result, and if we get nothing against the Spuds, then we are back into another relegation fight. Sick of these predictable results against poor sides. Me too. Me too.
I thought that meant something else now.
What?
Me too.
Me too.
Me too, yeah.
God, it's very politically charged, this podcast, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, that's the state of the nation at the moment, isn't it?
Hammers.
People's vote. The people's vote.
Hammers fan 02380. Do you think people still thinking about creating memorabilia based on Upton Park are preventing other fans from moving on?
Oh.
Say that again?
Do you think people still talking about and creating memorabilia based on Upton Park are preventing other fans from moving on?
No.
No.
Nigel, is that what's stopping you from moving on? If they didn't bring out the heritage. If they didn't bring out the heritage.
Often people say, move on, get over it. You know, obviously I had to do that because I still go and watch them play. But at the end of the day, I made a lot of noise before we moved. And
there was a reunion, wasn't there, with Hughes View at Brighton?
Yeah, there was a couple of us. There was three of us there from Hughes View, yeah, and one extra. It was an anti-Olympic stadium move. So we all had our photo done together, yeah. Thanks for asking. We still love and the club to show we still go to games.
You got collared on the way out, didn't you, being recognised from the podcast? Is that what happened in that conversation?
Well, sort of, but the bloke knew me anyway. But it was Luke, I believe that was his name, who wanted to say hello. And it just so happened that he was standing behind you all game.
Yeah, he was.
So not only did he get to meet me, I got to introduce him to George. So, and we said we'd give him a shout out, didn't we? So Luke,
we did. There you go.
My last name, I feel really bad, and I've texted Lawrence, and he's not replied, so I don't know your last name, Luke. But anyway,
was it Sharman?
It could have been.
Because I think he said, didn't he say his dad was Tim Sharman, who frequently contacts the show?
Oh, was it? His dad's Tim Sharman. He's doing.
I might have got that completely wrong. That's what I heard.
We'll get to that in a minute. All right. Well, anyway, it was. Yeah.
I think
it's always nice to meet people, isn't it, that have a listen.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So, but
we got one more question. If you guys could have any current player as a guest in the show, who would it be?
Oh, can I answer that
yeah,
first?
Yeah, go on then.
Because I want to go to this, but I don't know whether the rest of you do. I'd love it to be Christian Daly, and I know X has signed him up for his
next
thing.
Not sure he's a current player, Sean.
Oh, current player. Declan Rice.
John, who would you choose?
Out of current crop, after I'd stick with Noble, please.
Oh, he might fight you.
No, he won't. I'm not a bad boy.
Nigel.
Antonio.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd want to know, does he hear what the fans say about him? How does he feel about it? And try and put the finger on at the end of the day. I'll support any player that pulls on the shirt and I won't slag them off during the game or whatever. And I'll try not to slag them off players individually on here.
Did you see his interview about him moaning about his FIFA score?
I did see that. But, you know, the thing is, let's take, you know, that could have been tongue in cheek, innit? He's not seriously going to have the ump that much, is he? I saw it as a laugh and a joke. Mm. That's the way I saw it.
I think it is.
But obviously, the FIFA generation of kids seem to beg to differ.
Well, he has gone from an England call-up to nothing, really.
But he has had injury problems, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has. I'd choose Robert Snodgrass because I think he's a good laugh.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to understand him, would we, to be fair? So
that's what I mean. It'd be hilarious.
A bit like Kevin Nolan.
A bit like Sean when he talks.
Noland.
I'd like to speak to Arnautovic, though. It would be like speaking to Sean, because Arnautovic is quite full of himself, isn't he, really?
That's what Noble says. Did you read Noble's column on Friday? It was a really... I really like Mark Noble's
Mark Noble went through a Newham education. Do you think Mark Noble really writes that?
I do, yeah.
Listen, there's no way on this earth Mark
Who
Noble
do you reckon writes it?
Listen, I reckon it's written by the media department.
No.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why I get that feeling.
Oh, what a shocking thing.
I know. And he just
writes next,
his
you'll
name.
Be saying that Karen Brady doesn't write hers and her PA writes it instead for the Sun.
Well, I don't know. She could probably write a couple of words, but I think he went to Royal Docks School, to be fair, and that was a piss poor school even when he went there.
No, she hasn't given it up, by the way. She wrote one and having a pop at Rafa Benitez and Jose Mourinho on Saturday while protecting her chum, Mike Ashley, John. I'm surprised she didn't read it.
Oh, I can't stand any of that.
I avoid the Sun and Claret and Hugh now. So.
Me too.
And The Apprentice.
Gutter press.
Politics. Politics.
Harsh.
Sean.
Harsh.
One thing
harsh.
You really don't want to mix is politics and football.
Talking about politics and football, I think Nigel wanted to say something quickly about Wissa.
I think that's called throwing me under the bus there.
I think that is.
Isn't it?
It's not.
I thought you wanted to say something.
No, I don't.
Well,
what you do?
I've got to try and word this right. There seems to be the way they run it seems to be a bit haphazard to me. Basically, me and Sean are on the committee, and we only know what's going on because we read it on KUMB.
We're outsiders.
And we've pointed it out to them in the past, and they seem to pay no attention to it. So,
going to meetings, we don't know.
How many committee members are there?
6 or 7.
Is that including you two?
Yeah.
Well, then nothing can be done, surely, without your two presence.
You'd think so, John.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit of a sore subject, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I've been a member of WISA since it started, and I won't be a member of WISA if it doesn't just deliver me the best football experience and look out for my interests at West Ham and football and starts delivering me political aims of society.
Where do you stand with food banks, John?
I've got no interest in food banks and football, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
George, where do you stand on food banks?
I don't understand where it fits with football.
They're a football supporters association. I don't want to be dealing with... There's so much political stuff and grief going around at the moment about Brexit and Trump in America, all this sort of stuff. I want to go to football and enjoy football, and I joined a football association that backs my club and me as a supporter to look out for my footballing interests. That's what I want.
Well, yeah. I thought me and Sean thought the same about that, but apparently, talking to Donald Trump, we got lumped in with him the other day on one text.
Oh, really?
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, anyway, we shouldn't air our dirty washing in public. I set you up for that. Sorry, Nigel.
That's all right. I can't resist.
Come on. This is your fate. No. I've written you a script this time. If you look down on the running order, Super 6 and Fantasy, I've given it, without going through 10 and different, I've written it all down, the top three and where each of the presenters are. So there you go, you can read it out without going on for half an hour, Nigel.
Hold on, I've got to get my glasses. Right, here we go. So no music then, no?
No, I'm afraid not. Ain't got time.
All right, okay.
It's the disappointment in this voice there.
Banter 21 is me.
Now, you've got to do the Super 6 top three first. Come on,
yeah,
give
I'm
it
doing
the
Super
tube.
6 down to 21 is me.
Yeah.
Had a shocking recent run. But anyway, into 10 is Ryan Smith. Number 9 is Paul Martin.
Oh, my God. He's not listening to me. Let's follow the script.
Five is James, whatever his name is, because I ain't got my glasses. Maggie Wick, but I ain't got my glasses. 4 is Tim Sharman, who we think is Luke's son that we met. So, hello, Tim, but if it ain't...
George, mute him and I'll take over.
3 is Barry White, but I can't read it. 2 is Andy Pettis. The number 1 is Paul Disley. There you go.
But equally, right, after you've dropped out of the top 20, 21, I'm only... What am I? 7 points behind you on 3,508. George is only just behind that in 57th. All right, John's got 74. George is 35th. John's 57th. We're catching you fast, boy. We're catching you fast.
Well, some of you are.
Well, your lean periods will turn up when I'll, and I'll then, you know.
And fantasy, I'm going to do this. Fantasy, top three, Matt Floyd, 555. Matt Kearslake, 543. Keith McAdam, 5 the wrong names. Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
It matters to Mark Kearslake.
Mark Kearslake.
Yeah, he's got 540.
And is Keith McAdam or is that Keith McFadden?
McAdam.
Sean, you're 52nd.
What's his team name? Is it McAdam's Cold War?
It doesn't matter. George, you're 171st. This is what I really want to get.
That doesn't matter.
Nigel, in the fancy league, you're 184th. So you give it all with 419 points. You give it all the on Super 6. Let's just put you in your place in fancy league. You're 184th. Move on.
Yeah, he can predict scores, but he can't pick teams.
But he can't. He can't. No.
Yeah. I will.
Well, that's pretty much it then, isn't it? We probably have an international
prediction
break,
for Spurs.
Yeah, so prediction for Spurs, yeah. Please. John, you're first.
We're going to beat Spurs, probably. That's how it works, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Crap against Brighton. Beat Spurs. 1-0.
Nigel.
Draw. 0-0.
Sean.
Lose 1-0.
I'll go for a 2-0 win.
Ooh. Wow.
Get in there.
It's 3 o'clock on a Saturday
it
as well.
Can you believe it?
Are you actually coming to a game then, Sean?
I am, yeah.
So for the first game of the season.
First league game of the season.
Maybe
all
we should
us.
Do
a,
yeah.
Maybe we should do our podcast day out.
Yeah, well, I've got the kids. It's my weekend with the kids, so they're coming.
Thank you for listening to More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast?
I have been George. Sean has been.
Here.
John has been.
Here.
Nigel has been
historic.
Thanks for listening. Come on, you Irons.
Come on, you Irons.
Same when you played a white song. More than just a podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.